This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured after a fire ripped through a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Refugees are arriving in Armenia after spending 10 months under an Azerbaijani blockade that had led to critical shortages in Karabakh. Armenia's government said on Wednesday that more than 50,000 Karabakh refugees so far had crossed the border, out of a total of estimated Karabakh Armenian population of 120,000. The sudden influx has strained resources in Goris, the border town where Armenian authorities have booked out hotels for refugees with nowhere to go. Ukraine on Wednesday urged judges at the United Nations' highest court to dismiss Russia's objections and hear in full Kyiv's claim Moscow abused international law by saying the 2022 invasion was done to stop an alleged genocide. Last week, Russia urged the ICJ, also known as the World Court, to throw out the case, saying Kyiv's legal arguments were flawed. Kyiv argues Russia